Golden Temple of Amritsar has always been more than just a holy site. Throughout its checkered history, the complex has served as the undeniable seat of Sikh power, both theological as well as political. So when it was desecrated in 1984, it's only natural the entirety of North India burst into flames. But that wasn't the first time its sanctum sanctorum was invaded. Nor was Indira Gandhi its first antagonist. This is the story of one such raid that predates Operation Blue Star by 3 decades under the watch of none other than Jawaharlal Nehru. You are listening to India Uncharted, History You Missed in Class, written by Amit Chandilya and narrated by Vijayan Menon. The 1947 partition of India was also a partition of Punjab, and it was, as is well known, a bloody one. The part that went to Pakistan was West Punjab, the rest East Punjab. But this wasn't all. There was much within this territory that Cyril Radcliffe couldn't touch, for his mandate was only for areas under direct British control. There were many princely states in Punjab that weren't. Therefore, just like the other 500-odd principalities on the subcontinent, he left them untouched. They were left to decide their fate. There were 9 such states within pre-partition Punjab, all except one chose India. That exception was Bahawalpur, which acceded to Pakistan. The 8 that came to India were Patiala, Jind, Kapurthala, Nabha, Faridkot, Malerkotla, Nalagarh, and Kalsiya. In July 1948, these 8 principalities merged into a single political entity called the Patiala and East Punjab States Union, or PEPSU. Do note that this was not a single contiguous unit and not geographically independent of East Punjab. Instead, PEPSU was rather fragmented and entirely surrounded by East Punjab. Also, much of what's today Himachal Pradesh was also part of this entity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?